My favorite song. Thank you, Mason. Good evening, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mir. I'll be your hostess for the next hour of enlightenment, communication, and just plain fun as I take live calls and chat with my special guest. I'd like to say a very special hello to any first-time listeners. Welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you along for the ride. Hello to Fruity Eddie, who serves up and sells the freshest fruit allowed in the final frontier. He'll be appearing weekly this summer at the Northway Mall in Anchorage on every Wednesday, and he'll be in Wasilla across from the Three Bears Warehouse. I'm not sure what days he'll be there, so keep your eyes open for him if you're on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway. Stop by and tell Eddie you heard about him here. And Eddie, thanks for the cherries at the Bear Paw Festival. You're a peach. If you are just finding your way around here at BBS Radio, please click on the show title and go to my homepage. We will wait. This way you can get to know me. And also, there you will find the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers if you want to call in tonight. You will find my contact information if you would like to schedule a personal, private reading. Get your dialing finger ready and get ready to make your move. For those of you who don't know, if you can't get through on Station 1's toll-free numbers, you're encouraged to muscle in on Station 2's toll-free numbers. That means go to Station 2 and use the toll-free numbers listed there. You'll have a few more to pick from. I would love to gift you with a brief reading here on the show tonight. As a psychic medium, I may pick up on your energy directly, or I may pick up on a loved one from across the veil. According to my feedback, I also seem to be picking up on those of you just sitting there and listening quietly. My favorite auntie in Scottsdale seems to be a favorite target of mine. Sudie, if you're slicing up fruit, please put down the knife. If I do pick up on you and you're not being read live on the air, please go to my homepage and send me some feedback. I'm always confident that I am picking up on energy from across the veil. It's nice to know that it was received as intended. Just because you can't get through doesn't mean you won't be read. As they say in merry old England, the spirits are in charge of this, not me. We will intertwine these little snippets of psychic mediumship with playful banter between myself and my special guest, who I do believe is morphing into my regular sidekick. That is when she's not wiring a building for data. Thanks for working the show into your crazy schedule. And finally, last but by no means least, hello to all of our regular loyal listeners. I know you're there, and I can feel your energy. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Hello, Pierre. I think we found what we've been looking for. If you would like an in-depth and private reading with me, either in person or over the phone, please check my information page. You can email my Anchorage office, and we will email you back. Kay, who called in last week, if you're listening, please email me again. I cleaned out my inbox, and somehow you got in the shuffle. We need to finish our conversation, and I have no way to contact you. Who am I? I'm a professional psychic medium who resides in Anchorage, Alaska. I hold a Ph.D. in religion and a D.D. in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a reader, a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, and your personal hostess for the next hour. If you've missed any previous shows, please subscribe to the archives, and you can hear them all. You can also listen to your favorite shows over and over and over again. What could be more fun than that? You can hear the fairy guide mother, the hoodoo mama, your ghost host Renee, and Sandy of Radiant Journeys. We bring you the best of the best, and you can hear them all again. Hoodoo Mama, if you're listening, I've been spotting mini egg whites with sugar mixed in on quite a few windowsills. Fairy Guide Mother, I'm still searching for that perfect nut hat. Want to know what I'm talking about? Then you need to hear those archive shows. Pretty soon, we will all want a hat that looks like a nut. Are you looking for a spooktacular ghost hunting adventure in Arizona? Then Renee's your girl. The purpose of mediumship readings is to let you know that your loved ones on the other side are fine. The purpose of this show is to let you know that I'm out there, or up here, as the case may be. I'm available for private readings, seminars, and group readings. I also teach mediumship development circles to those who are serious and willing to expand their horizons. The standard I teach to is this: to educate readers to be professional psychic mediums. This is not your mama's knitting class I offer. Mediumship reads are to bring comfort and to aid with closure for those of us who are left on this side. Mediumship is not a replacement for grief counseling and should never be used as such. If you find that you're stuck in the grieving process, please seek out a licensed professional grief counselor in your area. Psychic mediums are not grief counselors. We are coming to you live tonight from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor in beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. Stars is your place for crystals, beautiful semi-precious cathedrals, fossils, books, and music. If you're in search of a metaphysical connection, this is the store for you. Stop in and shop, and tell them you heard about them here. Stars also specializes in authentic Alaskan hospitality. Stars offers a free world peace meditation every Sunday at 11 a.m. If you are a peace-minded person and wishing to meet with others of similar direction, do stop in. As always, you're welcome to call in for short mini-reads on the show tonight. Check your current screen for the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. If you can't get through on Station 1, then go to Station 2. These on-air mini-readings will only scratch the surface of the message which is waiting for you. If you like my delivery and style and would like to schedule a private and in-depth reading with me, just click on the show title and follow it to my information page. When forming your questions, please keep in mind that I'm not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. All readings come from where your energy rests in the moment. I cannot give medical diagnosis nor financial advice. If we all knew the future, what would be the point of living in the moment? You form your future by the choices you make and the thoughts you carry. Any information I share regarding this is based on the energy available to me here and now. If you change one aspect, you have changed your future. Never give your future away to anyone outside of yourself. Readers cannot solve your problems, but they can help you to see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators for your message, not the originator. We often speak in symbolism. I'm able to pick up on the energy you will allow me to pick up on. In short, I'm a radio who is receiving an incoming signal and bringing you the song. I'm also able to pick up on messages from across the veil. I'm not in charge of who calls in or speaks from the other side, but I am in charge of getting the message through. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to say a short prayer, and we can begin the show. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with the bubble of white, Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family members who have crossed to the other side, you are welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You are not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually and please surround us collectively. With this claiming of our space, we will now begin. Tonight, back for round two, is Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you doing on this evening in the simulated summertime of Alaska?
Oh, I've got dried out from my wet trip up north.
Yeah, a little wet today?
It was.
Have you seen any bears lately?
No bears.
No bears. How about moose?
Didn't see any moose, but I saw lots of tracks and evidence that there was bears and moose around.
Uh-huh. Hey, you once told me about a really cool place halfway between Anchorage and the valley.
Oh, that would be Aklutna.
Yeah, Aklutna. Is that a sacred space?
It is, and as a matter of fact, you should mention that because I, as we speak, I'm on location, if you will.
Janet is live in Aklutna.
There you go.
You're stopped, right?
Yes, I am. I do actually stop here frequently.
Okay. All righty. Is that a place that you like to be?
It is. I enjoy the energy here. It's got a really peaceful and surreal energy to it. And I stop here a lot on my drives between the valley and Anchorage.
Ah. We go camping there when we can. I really like the energy, too.
Yeah, it seems to... I don't know, there just seems to be some, just a really nice, peaceful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an interesting thing happen there. I was driving home last winter, and I saw what I now think was a UFO. Kind of an interesting story. Of course, at the time, I was listening to Coast AM radio, which I love to do, and I don't even remember what they were talking about, so it was kind of had my mind peaked for something. And I was driving along in my car, and all of a sudden, I look over to my right, and something had entered my peripheral vision. Flying right above me in the tree line is what looks like a bright green and blue baseball with a tail, kind of like a little comet. It almost looked like a backlit glass ball, kind of like a Dale Chihuly concept piece. At this point in the trip, the grade in the road puts the tree lines right at the level with the top of my windshield. So I think I'm seeing this baseball flying in front of my car, and I wanted to stop. I remember thinking, wow, what a pretty light. That's just beautiful. And then thinking, what the heck? Doesn't anybody else see this? The really interesting part is that I'd left the valley where Wasilla right around 9 p.m., and when I looked down at the clock on my dashboard, it said almost 11 p.m. I'd lost some time there. And none of the cars passing by me seemed to have noticed the ball or the orb or the pretty baseball, whatever it was. And I seemed to be the only one who was slowing down. And I have to wonder if I was slowing down or was I just starting to speed up. Was I doing one of your time travel things?
I think so. I lose track of time frequently going across that area. And I don't know, it seems to, sometimes the time speeds up. And sometimes it slows down. It just, I haven't figured out what causes it to do which thing, but I do notice that the time changes.
Yeah.
As I'm in that area.
Have you seen any things in that area or lights or?
I see lights from time, like you said you saw the baseball mm-hmm. looking light. I see bouncing lights all the time. I never really related it to being like a baseball, but now that you mention it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine aren't colorful. I usually see just white lights.
Well, I noticed today there was some in some planters, there were some watering balls. They kind of looked like about that size.
Right.
The glass. Those
yeah, those aqua.
Yeah.
Aqua, yeah.
Those are pretty cool. Well, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take that.
All righty.
Hello?
Julie?
Yes.
Hello, this is Beth.
This is Beth?
Yes.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi. I'm great tonight. How are you?
Not too bad. Is this Beth from Oklahoma?
No, this is Beth from FC.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Code word, dummy up. I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. All right. I got a message from you today.
Yeah.
And I decided that I would stay up. It's very late here.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say hey and congratulate you on your show.
Well, thank you.
And see if there's anything you can pick up for me.
I'm getting an apple. Are you a teacher?
Yes.
Okay. You're a good one because it's a bright, shiny apple.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I'm retired, but I was for 30-plus years.
Okay, that's okay. You're still teaching. And it looks like a Macintosh apple. Is there any connection to the name Macintosh?
Macintosh.
Do you use a Mac computer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm on the computer a lot.
Yeah. Are you thinking about graphic design at all?
No, I'm not very creative when it comes to designing.
Oh, that's where the computer comes in really handy. And
yeah,
that's
it
what
really
I'm thinking. If that's a direction for you to go in, I guess a Mac is a good computer to have.
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting a new one, so that's a good decision, maybe.
I would go with the Apple, I'm seeing.
Or the Apple.
Go for the Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also got to tell you, I'm seeing a lot of the color blue around it. Do you speak to a lot of people, or are you in, like, Rotary?
I'm not in Rotary, but I'm a real outgoing people person.
You truly are. You should be in Rotary.
Yeah, we've got friends that are coming this weekend that are really heavy into it.
Well, okay. Tell them.
You're
joining.
You think I should join, do you?
I think you should, because I think it's a whole new opening and a whole new awareness for you, and it will bring you a lot of inner satisfaction and a lot of glee is the word I'm getting. I wanted to say joy, but I'm glee.
Well, that's cool.
I think you should do that.
And
with your new Mac, you can make flyers.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, in my retirement, I'm trying to find a path, you know, to lead me to just be more fulfilled and to, you know, give back.
Okay, speaking is I saw clearly. And if you don't know graphic design, take a class. You might be surprised at how good you are at it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool because where we're retiring, there's lots of classes for tons of things.
There you go.
And
okay,
yeah.
So tomorrow when you wake up, go join Rotary and go sign up for a class. And then go get a new computer.
And then I will do more on the computer to help other people. That's what I want to do, something to help other people.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And Rotary, I don't know why. I'm actually seeing the logo of it. That's a really good service organization.
Well, you know why you're seeing the logo?
Why?
Because the people that are coming this weekend make pins for Rotary.
Really?
Yes, and they use the logo for
every
pin.
How cool is that?
I mean, you are really on. I'm telling you.
Thanks, man.
I'm really proud of you. And I won't keep you because I know you've got lots of other people that want to talk to you. But I just wanted to say hello, and I'm just so excited to talk to you.
Hello, and staying up, and thanks for staying up so late.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's very worth it. Great to talk to you.
You too.
You. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a nice energy she had.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think I know a lot of people named Beth.
I got that. I thought it was the other Beth.
Could have been any Beth.
Yeah.
What do you know about Macs? Are they good computers?
I don't know. I've never had any experience with Macs.
Okay. It was funny because I was shopping for food actually in a grocery store the other day, which is not my favorite thing to do, and they had Macintosh apples on sale, and I stood there and looked at them for a long time. I didn't buy one, but I stood there and looked at it for a long time.
All right.
So anyway, I want to talk about the Moose Flats a little bit.
Oh, talk about losing track of time and time warp. They'll do it every time.
Now, for those of you that are listening that haven't been to Alaska, the major city is Anchorage, and then the next one is Wasilla. I think you're heading north, is that right, or east?
Right.
Anyway, you're heading to Wasilla. And you have to go through these two points. One is Eklutna. The next one is the Palmer Moose Flats. How much time have you lost there?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how much time I've lost there. But almost every time I'm going through there, and I'll lose 15 to 20 minutes.
Have you ever actually seen a moose there?
No.
I haven't either.
I have no idea why it's called Moose Lads.
I hear another beep. I can go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. I get the name Preston. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Preston reminds me of a religious group known as the Mormons. Are you a Mormon?
Oh, I have no religious preference.
Okay. All right.
I am calling from North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole? All right. Do you have tattoos?
No, dear. No.
Okay. Okay, I'm still getting the name Preston. Is Prestone, maybe?
You're getting close to my last name.
Okay, all right. That might be where the family connection comes in, and that's what Mormonism reminds me of, is big families.
Yeah.
Do you have a big family?
Yes, but we're in no way Mormons, trust me.
Okay, oh, that's okay. It's just my symbolism. What they do is they kind of play charades with me. And it's like, sounds like this,
okay,
or might be that. Yeah. Are you getting back to your roots, or is your family very important to you?
We're everywhere.
Okay.
We're everywhere. What I'm trying to find out is I'm getting close to my retirement,
uh-huh,
and I need a very different direction.
Okay. This is going to sound really weird, and it's being the total tourist, and I've been to North Pole a few times. And I stop at the main draw, which is the Santa Claus house.
Well, of course.
I get Dancing Prancer hot sauce. Are you a really
say
good cook? Dancing Prancer hot sauce. Are you a really good cook?
I used to be.
Okay. I'm feeling like, you know, they took this disclaimer. I'm a hot sauce snob. Dancing Prancer, I bought it because it was a really cute label, but what was inside wasn't what I thought was inside. So it's kind of like, take the ability that you have or what you used to be really good at, make it better, but the secret is in the packaging. So I don't know if you're interested in, like, catering events. Is that something that would interest you?
That's something from many decades ago that I used to do for friends and family.
Okay, what they're telling me is repackage that.
It's really funny because I was just thinking here, my children are coming home for a couple of weeks, and everybody was thinking that, wow, you get to cook again, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting here eating Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts
are
good.
I better get myself together here.
You can do a lot with Pop-Tarts.
Well, maybe cook them for one.
Like toast them, yeah. I am not a cook. So that's why I was picking up on family. That's why I was here in Preston and the family, the kids coming
right,
home.
Right, they are coming up. Okay. My oldest son is here after 12 years.
Oh, awesome.
My youngest son is coming in next week before he goes back to Iraq.
Yeah.
So this will be the first time in many, many, many years that everybody will be together.
Phenomenal. Make a big deal out of family. And, you know, religious affiliations aside, the one thing that I truly admire about Mormons is they love their families more than anything. So really, really, really focus on the family. And that's kind of from spirit. I keep picking up a male, and this always seems to happen to me. Is your dad crossed?
Say again?
Is your father crossed?
Yes.
He's right here. He's the one that's showing, that was using the word Preston and is showing me the hot sauce. Please know that he's going to be there.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, that day. Was he a soldier also?
Yes.
Okay, he's going with your son.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's not going by himself. Don't worry about him.
Okay, sounds
great. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, sweetie.
You're welcome. And, hey, have fun in North Pole. I might be up there in the next week or two.
You will?
Yeah.
Who are you going to visit?
I'm going to be at the, I'll probably go to the North Pole place. Santa's place. I have company coming in, and where else would you take them?
Well, of course.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's always Pioneer Park.
Yes. Well, you know what? Click on my information and send me all the fun stuff to do in Fairbanks.
I might do that.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Janet, have you ever been up to North Pole, Alaska?
I have.
It's a riot. I love that place.
Yeah, I love it. I know there's a Chena Hot Springs up there.
Chena Hot Springs. I got to put that on my list of places to go.
Yeah.
I love the North Pole, or not the North Pole, North Pole, Alaska, because they have candy cane light fixtures.
Oh, they do, and the post office is all decorated. It has the red and white mailboxes, I think, out in front of the mailbox as well.
And you can get your picture taken with Santa 365 days of the year.
Yeah.
He's there.
He is. And so are the reindeer. We have live reindeer.
I love that place. It's so kitschy, but it's so much fun because you walk in there and it's Christmas, regardless.
Yep. All year round.
Of what day it is. Yeah, and then that segues you into Fairbanks.
Uh-huh.
Where they have I hope they have other things to do. I really hope she sends me some neat ideas.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been there, but I'm going this week.
Okay, let's just talk about this. You had an experience heading to Fairbanks.
It was interesting. Yes. I am a good word for it. And as a matter of fact, the night before I made that trip to Fairbanks, I was sitting at a light and there was an SUV in the lane next to me, and I felt my truck going over into that lane, and I was pressing on the brakes, and I was sitting still, mind you.
Yeah.
And I just slid over into the other lane, and as soon as what I thought was that the truck's colliding, my truck bounced back into my lane, and I was sitting where I was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, I got up and started driving to Fairbanks, and about halfway there, the same color SUV was sliding into my lane. It just started smelling that this SUV was sliding into my lane, and I swerved to miss a head-on collision and flipped my three times.
Yeah, so lesson here is if you ever ride with Janet, wear a helmet.
Absolutely.
Okay. I heard a beep. Let's go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Okay, hello? Are you there?
Yes, hello, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
How's things?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you having a relationship issue right now?
I've separated from a partner that I've been with.
That would be a relationship issue. Yeah.
Yep.
My stomach's in a knot. You're pretty sad. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm still processing through.
Okay. Is this due to a chemical dependency or some kind of an addiction?
You know what? The interesting thing is that it felt like that was it would be a similar aspect to that. But
yeah.
There weren't any chemicals or anything like that involved. But
sometimes shopping and sex and
pardon?
Sometimes shopping is an addiction.
Uh huh.
Sex, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't feel like it's you're both really processing still. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, yes. My stomach's in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write in a red journal or a red diary?
No, I have a black one right now.
Did you have a red one?
No, I wouldn't choose red. I have a purple one.
Okay. Would you write in a red one?
Would I write in a red one?
Uh-huh. Could you do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, because I'm seeing a really bright red one, and this is kind of strange. You know the Disney movie Snow White?
Yep.
I'm seeing the Evil Queen. Is there somebody behind the scenes pulling strings or manipulating things, like a mother-in-law or a...
No.
A friend that's, like, devious?
No.
Okay.
No. Not that I know of.
Write down that reference to Snow White.
Okay, the Evil
and
Queen.
And I think the character's name is the Evil Queen. It's been a long time since I've watched that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe watch the show and pay special attention to that part.
Okay.
I feel like there's somebody behind the scenes manipulating things.
Yeah, now, could that be somebody that's not physically a parent?
Absolutely.
Because it's a very strange situation in
okay.
that I would never, I mean, I can't even
now,
fathom.
In the movie Snow White, I think the Evil Queen was a stepmother, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it similar like that?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is it a woman?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but, you know, watch that show. Go rent it.
Yeah, I'll go rent it.
Yeah, pay attention to that, because I feel like somebody's doing some stuff behind the scenes, and it's like the whole, you're getting half of the news story.
Yeah, how can that be?
Well, stuff happens.
Is it like a psychic thing, or?
Yes, it is. It's a manipulation,
It's coming from somewhere else.
It is coming from somewhere
and
else.
And it has nothing to do with the two of us.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of people right now that are talking about psychic attack. I went through a nasty one in January that was just like, oh, Lord. The one thing that I learned from my experience is lapis. You want lapis in your pockets or on a pendant, lapis lazuli.
Yep. Actually, I think I have a piece for a necklace.
Lapis is your new best friend. And there's also triastolite, which is a very good stone for sending it back.
How do you spell that?
Triastolite. I think it's C-H-I-A. Triastolite. It's a brown stone, and it looks like it's got almost a Renaissance-looking cross in it that's naturally
okay.
formed.
It's called chiastolite?
Triastolite.
Chai?
Like chai tea.
Yep.
Yeah. Just go into any rock shop. They should be able to show you a piece of chiastolite.
Okay.
It's kind of spendy.
Yep.
But it's worth it. I came out of January with a chiastolite necklace and matching bracelet.
That works for me because I can't
see,
I can't even get this one out of the psychic realm of my
field. There's just some weird stuff going on, you know, and I don't like to walk in that realm, and I really don't like negativity and negative people.
Yeah.
So I really try to dance around it, you know, as best I can, but I know in my situation it had to run its course.
Really?
So, yeah, I was wearing every send it back thing I could, and I was wrapping light around it, and I learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned that my intuition is right. And I need to trust them.
I guess that's what I'm learning.
Yeah,
just
that's always
that. Just believe that, okay.
Well, yeah, and you're a psychic, too, that's right?
I pick up things.
That would, yeah, okay. Okay, picker-upper. the hardest advice to take is our own.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing is worse than a psychic that second-guesses themselves. You look at so many psychics whose lives are an absolute train wreck off the cliff, and that's why they are, because they second-guess themselves.
So when you say second-guess, what do you mean?
It means you go with your first impression always.
Oh, instead of rethinking it.
Don't ever rethink it, because when you rethink it, and this is one thing I teach in my classes, it's like you go with your first impression, because if you go with your second one, you're a little bit off. If you go with your third one, you're really wrong, and then you just keep going.
I get it.
Then you go into ego.
Yep.
And yeah, ego and psychics don't really get along with each other.
I got it totally.
All right, then. Get a red, like a diary, you know, like the little girl's diary that you could lock?
Yep.
Yeah, and I just keep seeing that, and I just, it's like whoever or whatever this energy is can't get in there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You can't get past the red.
Okay.
Now, you've been doing some spell work with this, is that right?
Some what?
Spell work, lighting candles.
Did you say spell?
Spell, yeah.
Like C-E-L-L?
S-P-E-L-L, yeah. Like intention, like putting your intention out there and putting good out there. And
yeah, I try and always put good out there. And
okay. Well, keep doing...
I guess I haven't been doing so many little rituals lately.
Okay, you need to, because I see that. They're actually showing me a speak and spell.
Well, it just so happens I have one.
Well, there you go. I think you should use that.
And it is red.
All right, then.
But you can't write in it.
No, you need,
you can only do what they want you to do in it.
Yeah. And the thing that I'm getting is whatever this energy is, it can't get through the color red.
Okay.
Which is your base chakra, which is your foundation that you come from.
Which could explain why the energy
Yeah, it can't get to yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel better already.
Yeah. It's that little ritual thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I like to light white candles, and there is a soy-based candle that I love, bean pods.
Yeah.
Gardenia. I love to use gardenia because it's the smell purifies the spirituality or the intention
mm-hmm.
around you,
yeah.
And it's a really a pure white.
Okay.
So, yeah, everybody can... Yeah, you walk in my house, you know, when I've been upset. It smells like gardenias.
the aromatherapy part.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it. Okay, well, thank you so much, Julie.
You're welcome. Thanks
it's
for calling.
It's wonderful hearing you again.
Well, thank you.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we rolled the Durango on the way to... Fairbanks.
The Fairbanks.
Was that right by Iceworm Gulch by any chance?
Yeah, it was real close to there.
I love that name.
I know, isn't that a cool name?
Yeah, I rolled my car at Iceworm Gulch.
That sounds like a country and western song.
I think we should work on it after the show.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's get back to the Moose Flats a little bit. And it was funny, just as I was talking to you, I realized I don't see animals there.
No, you don't.
No.
But I can leave town in Anchorage and
mm-hmm.
be talking to a friend that's in the valley, and by the time I get to I can stop, tell that person I'm going to be by to see them, and I can stop by and see them right after a... Stop talking to them, and they're like, wait a minute, you just said you were in Anchorage. I was like, yeah, that was an hour ago. And they're like, no, that was only about 15 minutes ago. There's no way you could have driven from Anchorage to here in 15 minutes. I'm like,
I spent the day with you today in the time warp. We drove clear up past Talkeetna, and it seemed like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It was really weird. It was kind of neat.
Well, and we went way past Talkeetna and came back. We went for a hike and
mm-hmm.
and came back, and the whole time we were gone, only like 3 hours had lapsed.
Yeah, I thought the whole... I was thinking I was going to be doing the show from a phone booth in Talkeetna.
you know,
I don't think we're going to get back. So,
and that's what happened. That's what happens in my life on a regular basis, almost daily.
Very cool. Well,
that's why
I hear
get so much accomplished.
That's why, yeah, no kidding. Well, I hear another beep. Let's go ahead and take that one.
All right.
Okay, hello?
Hello, my name is Trish.
Hi, Chris, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. I have a question.
All right.
I'm in the process of looking for a job, and yet I don't want, like, just any job, because... I went through years and years of too much stress, and so I'm trying to find something completely different and more complementary to me.
Do you like numbers and accounting?
I'm sorry?
Do you like numbers and accounting?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like to put things in little boxes or put things away?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's very orderly?
Organized. I am a very organized person, yeah.
Okay. When we really jump into accounting and what it is, it's just putting things, numbers, where they're supposed to be.
Oh, I'm not a numbers person, though. I don't like accounting.
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, God.
I know. No! A good CPA can make a good living. I love accounting, but I don't like math.
Yeah, see, I don't like math either. I'm more like...
Okay.
Psychologist type, you know.
Okay, account. Well, maybe this is people. I see that you're putting in boxes.
Oh,
separate.
That might be. I'm an archetypal consultant. And
well, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm getting. You know, it's funny, and I'm flashing back to when I was in first grade. I went to this little one-room schoolhouse in Montana, so I was the only student in my grade. And I'm seeing a worksheet that I did where I had to put the numbers on the back of shoe boxes. So I'm really seeing the accounting thing. Like we put this expenditure or we put this plan where it needs to be. So maybe the life coaching with people's plans and getting their finances in order.
Oh, okay.
Okay, getting their ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not sure, but...
Okay. Look at it. Do you know who Susie Orman is?
Oh, yes, I do.
You like her, don't you?
I do.
Okay, there you go. That's what she does.
Uh-huh.
She's like, pull your head out of the closet. Here's what we're looking at, and here's where you need to be. And in order to get from here to there, here's what you need to do.
Hmm.
So look at what you're doing more in the aspect of where are people spending their money or their time, where are they wasting it, and where would it better serve them?
Oh, okay.
That's what an accountant basically does is, you know, you're spending too much money here, we need new equipment, you need to stop buying everybody lunch,
uh-huh.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a thought.
Yeah, so Susie Orman has some really cool cards, and I actually got them at Barnes & Noble for like $3.
Oh, yeah?
They were closing them out, and they're
okay.
Yeah, they're like, I think they're Hay House cards, so they're, you know, where you can just draw one randomly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in conjunction with that, if you don't mind me asking,
uh-huh.
I've also been thinking about, you know, manifesting, trying to move to another state, and I was wondering if you had any in...
Are you moving to Arizona?
That's where I live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see you in Arizona.
That's where I am.
Move to the other side of the state.
But it's really hot, and I'd like to find another place to move.
I see AZ. Were you thinking of moving to Missouri?
No.
What's in Missouri?
Nobody.
Okay. I get Missouri. I'm actually seeing the license plate, and on the license plate it used to say the Show Me State. And they were red.
Oh, I know why, because my best friend was from Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I don't know that I'd move there.
I see you with AZ around you, so if you're moving, it's in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Arizona's, it's really hot there now, isn't it?
Oh, God. 108.
Oh, it's 54 here.
Oh, see, now I'd like 54. Yeah.
It's a wet 54.
It's a wet 54, and it's a dry heat here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. I
got the email about the person that their legs fried on their car seat down there.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Rethink what you're doing. Mesh it with people's finances and energy.
Okay.
Where they're wasting it, where it could be better spent, what they've got coming in and what they've got going out.
Okay.
Okay.
Real fine.
Susie Orman is your girl.
Okay, yeah, bingo. I'll look at those cards.
Yeah, I was surprised. They, you know, you walk in and sometimes they've got the closeout things.
Mm-hmm.
They were right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Good night. I know somebody she might want to help with finances. You there, Janet?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I said I know somebody she might want to help with finances.
Oh, yeah?
Moving on. All right. You know what? A really funny story for me in the Moose Flats, and this one I'll never forget. I used to work out in Wasilla a lot, and mm-hmm. I would be driving home late at night. And every November for 3 years, towards the end of November, I'd be driving back home into Anchorage, and I would hear an old George Jones song, which I know was not playing on the radio because it was no longer a hit.
Right.
And it was that song, He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't matter what radio station I flipped to, that song was on. When it finally dawned on me and I could smell the cigar smoke, my dad was coming through.
Oh, wow.
There. Yeah, he passed in November, and that was his way of saying hello. And guitars. Cigar smoke is what I smell when I know he's around.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I kind of like...
At least you know he's there, right?
I know he's there, helping me through the Moose Flats, yeah. Well, I heard another beep. Let's go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I had a very different Moose Flat story for you. So
oh,
I
please share it.
You said that you and Janet, neither one of you had ever seen moose on the Moose Flats, and I had the opportunity to see a herd of moose on the Moose Flats once, which
really?
I did not know existed, and there was probably no less than like 25 of them. And my mom and I pulled to the side of the road and watched them because they're not herd animals.
No, they're not.
And it was a very odd, like, it just seemed like it was unnatural. But
yeah.
there was a lot of them all in one group. And that's probably the only time I've seen moose on the Moose Flats. But
wow.
So sometimes they come there in herds, probably to meditate or something.
Or a moose convention. Yeah.
So I just thought I'd share that with you, kids.
Oh, thank you. So there are moose in the Moose Flats.
There are moose on the Moose Flats.
They all come at the same time, and then they leave.
Yes. They're all in that time warp, and they're all in different times.
Yeah.
They're really not all there together.
For those of you who don't live in Alaska who are thinking to come up here, you now have two places to go. North Pole, Alaska, and the Moose Flats.
The Moose Flats won't take you very long.
Looking for that elusive herd.
That's
a cool story. Thank you for calling.
No problem. You guys have a great night.
All right.
Thanks.
So
well,
anyway,
they were in a herd.
No, I've never seen them in a herd.
No,
they're very solitary animals. I'm telling you, the Moose Flats is a weird place. It's a
it is.
Baseballs fly through there on their way to Eklutna.
Yeah.
Now, what's at Eklutna that's so cool?
Well, there's a little cemetery, and I'm parking the parking lot right now of the cemetery. And
you know all the coolest places.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, where else would you sit and do a radio show, right?
Yeah.
But they have these, instead of gravestones and tombstones and stuff, they have little, they almost look like dog houses, and they're real brilliantly colored, like purples and greens and red and blue and orange and yellow. And
I wonder if they're like the Buddhist
different
spirit houses.
I don't know. They look like little miniature houses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really colorful, really playful, almost, looking atmosphere.
Have you ever seen any mists or ghosts or anything like that?
I have. But, as a matter of fact, I looked over one time as I was driving past the Eklutna area, and I looked over, and that's actually how I learned that this was a cemetery.
Huh?
I looked over and saw a mist coming up from the ground, and it was just kind of covering it. It was just like a fog in this one little area.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And I kind of followed the fog, and
mm-hmm.
I see the cemetery. And as soon as I got here, it was like the fog was gone.
Wow.
But there was just this mist. Looked like a something from a science fiction movie.
So I wonder, did you kind of feel drawn to follow that?
I did.
Yeah.
And I just and like I said, I had a few minutes and.
Mm-hmm.
And was just, I wanted to see what the, you know,
oh, very
why
cool.
It was in this area, what was in this area that was causing a mist.
Uh-huh.
And I found the cemetery.
Why, it's the happy, colorful cemetery.
I know, and
I love Alaska.
Cool little place. Yeah.
I just love it up here. We've got so much cool stuff.
And fun things happen.
Yeah, neat things to do.
Yeah.
So.
And it's only half of the... It's only half as cold, half as hot as it is in Arizona.
That's true. That's another, yeah. At 100, what did she say, 100?
She said 108, and we're at 54, so that's exactly half.
Oh, my gosh. That's really hot.
It is.
I don't...
That would be why we're in Alaska.
That's why we're planning to go to Arizona in January.
Yeah. Well, last time we went to Arizona, it froze, and they gave us a welcoming headline.
And what was that?
Welcome to Sedona, Alaska.
With a frozen fountain on the front.
Yeah, exactly. And it snowed the whole time we were there.
It did. And, yeah, there was no lines anywhere because we were the only people that would go out.
Right. We were right at home.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. So are there any other vortexes along that highway that you found?
Everything seems to center around the Moose Flats and the Klutna area.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed any because most of the time I just jump past right from this point right into Anchorage. You know, one day I was driving from Wasilla into Anchorage, mm-hmm. and I remember going just barely getting to the Moose Flats, and the next thing I remember is I'm driving in downtown Anchorage, which I always turn on Gamble and mm-hmm. go to the south side of town. But I was in downtown Anchorage,
mm-hmm.
and I was going 65 miles an hour through the red light, and I'm like, whoa.
Uh-oh, roll.
So it's just like I jumped from the Moose Flats into the middle of town,
mm-hmm.
and the time was the same.
Yeah.
It was like if it was 7:15, when I hit the Moose Flats, it was 7:15 when I was in downtown Anchorage, and it was like I was going the speed limit that I was going when I hit the Moose Flats.
You know what would be really, really interesting?
What's
if
that?
We could put together all the experiences for people that have had experiences similar to that.
Right.
You know,
it'd be interesting to find out just how many people do experience things like that.
Yeah. So if you're listening out there, Moose Herd Lady, and you know of other people that have had an experience on the Glen, let me know. I'm wondering how many people
have. That'd be interesting, because I can't believe it's just you and me.
No. And
and the Moose Herd Lady.
And the Moose Herd Lady. Yeah, it's like when I had that experience with the baseball thing, it's like, okay, I've lost 2 hours. Am I just being blonde again?
maybe it's just the blondes that do that.
Yeah, we are blonde in more ways than one.
My roots are blonde.
my
blonde
roots are
real deep.
My roots are dark, but my longer hair is blonde. And, yeah. Yeah, if you've had a UFO experience of any kind, shoot me an email. You can get my email address off of my homepage if you just click on the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium show and share that story. And while I'm talking
not just UFO stories, just any kind of weird things that happen in between Anchorage and the Valley.
Well, and I keep thinking of, I grew up around Great Falls, Montana, and in right out of Great Falls headed north towards Havre. There was a place called Black Horse Lake where people thought they hit and ran over somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they would pull over and get out, and there's nobody there.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if I'm just scaring.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just scaring myself with old stories, but it's like this keeps popping in my head. And there was a tree there. Now I haven't been home for a long time, but there used to be a tree right there, and on the left hand side, and I think that's where this happened at. So I wonder if there's something, any experiences
like that.
Could
be something there, yeah.
Yeah, up around Eklutna. The other thing that I've noticed about Eklutna when we go camping up there, I sleep and I don't dream. And that's really not normal for me.
Right?
Because I'm a dreaming fiend. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't ever camped in the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Huh. Interesting.
That might be an interesting experience, too.
Maybe when my company comes up this month, we'll go camping one night there and see what happens.
There you go.
So, anyway, Janet, oh, boy, time flies when you're here.
Oh, wow.
It looks like our time is up.
Gosh.
So, a whole 10 minutes worth. So.
I know. That's what it seems like.
Anyway, yeah. Well, you want to come back again?
No, absolutely.
You're a lot of fun. You have a lot of interesting experiences, a lot of interesting stories, and I hear you're a budding medium yourself.
I'm giving it a shot.
Okay. Maybe we'll let you take some calls.
All righty.
In the future, if you'd like to. Well,
sure.
On that happy note, goodbye to the happy cemetery, and good night to Janet, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Good night.
Good night.